Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 12, 2021. My new article on LinkedIn: the more woke we become, the less we see. Look at what is happening. We have built a world where you can live however you want, be whatever you want, and do whatever you want. We are woke, progressive, and expressive. We are high when we are high, and we are high when we are low. Everything is legal, everyone's the same, and every road you take is fine with everyone. But, why is everyone so angry? Why are there aggression, cancelling of others, and violence everywhere you look? Only when we abandon the current mindset of grab as much as you can while you still can, we will realize that each of us, and all of us, will have much more if we pull together. The whole purpose of the current me pandemic is to drive this attitude to implosion. When we have given up on it, we will see that the people we competed with are in fact our only hope of achieving what we want. The more absorbed we become with satisfying our every whim, the more frustrated and angry we grow. We feel so entitled that, to paraphrase Descartes, I think, therefore I am dictum, we have adopted the motto, I want, therefore I deserve as justification for our actions. But if everyone feels this way and behaves accordingly, how long will we last? Not surprisingly, no one asks this question, since the answer is obvious and no one is willing to make the necessary adjustments. But bit by bit, humanity is amassing despair. More and more people are giving up on the fantasy that someday, they will have what they want. Eventually, everyone will despair, even the super rich. Our whims are incessant. But our energy and resources are finite. When enough people realize the futility of chasing their quirks, they will start asking about the purpose of it all. This is when we will begin to understand what is really going on. When we stop chasing our own tails, we will realize that our blowing egos aren't simply driving us out of our minds, they are driving us out of our current minds and into a new mind. Only when we abandon the current mindset of grab as much as you can while you still can, we will realize that each of us, and all of us, will have much more if we pull together. The whole purpose of the current me pandemic is to drive this attitude to implosion. When we have given up on it, we will see that the people we competed with are in fact our only hope of achieving what we want. Together, we can build a great material life for all of us. Together, we can build great communities. Together, we can build great countries. And together, we can build a great world. Alone, we can only ruin the world. I hope we wise up before our wokeness kills us. Both love and hate. Comment: before I began to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, I thought that love and hate were not related, that hate is one thing and love another. I also did not understand how a person can feel both at the same time. My response: this is because in our world we are unable to connect opposites. At best, we can understand the fact that they destroy, which means that they destroy each other, but we cannot understand that they exist mutually, that they complement each other mutually, and that they define each other mutually. This doesn't happen in our world. The point is that there is no hate without love and there is no love without hate. Moreover, if you cannot sustain love and hate together, it means that you have neither real love nor real hate. Question: what determines the growth of hate in a person? Is this growth proportional to the future love? Answer: this happens only in a group that yearns to acquire the attribute of bestowal. If a person has a small group and wants to be in close mutual contact with it, and to even feel love, he begins to feel different disturbances that bring him to the recognition of his evil nature. By overcoming these disturbances, he advances. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 29, 2019. The only way to transition to love. Baal-ha-Sulam, the freedom, the Torah and the mitzvot were given only to purify Israel, to develop in us, the sense of recognition of evil imprinted in us, at birth, which is generally defined as our self-love, and to come to the pure good defined as love of others, which is the one and only passage to the love of the Creator. People would never unite with each other, but because they yearn for the Creator and want to reveal Him, this yearning connects them. Nothing else can truly unite, not a mother with her children, nor a husband with his wife, family, relatives, nations, or humanity. Therefore, we need to yearn and turn to our spiritual root in which we are in absolute fusion, such as, for example, mixed gases or liquids from which nothing remains but a homogeneous mixture. For this Kabbalah was given, to mix and unite us. When we try to unite, we begin to understand the extent to which we are unable to achieve this, and the Creator is perceived precisely to the extent that we are connected. What to do to make this work? We cannot do anything. And this we cannot is our nature and is the absolute evil that makes us feel repulsed by each other, just as two identical poles of a magnet reject each other. The recognition of evil shows who we are from birth and the extent to which we cannot connect to become one whole. This mutual rejection is defined as our ego, our self-love. When we begin to feel the real force of the ego, the rejection, hatred, failure, lack of awakening toward each other, we can begin to imagine the opposite form, which is love of others. Our great teacher, Baal-ha-Sulam, says that this is the only and unique transition to the love of the Creator. We must therefore reach a state in which we are powerless to unite, we push it away with all our might, and we do not want it at all. It is difficult to imagine how one can bear a feeling like love, the total dissolution in others, when there is nothing left of you. It is actually the feeling that you cannot fully dissolve in others that brings you the recognition of what love and connection actually are. In other words, we cannot sustain the connection of love if we do not attain it as a result of rejection. This is the only way to make the transition from hate and inability to unite toward love. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 29, 2019. The difference between freedom and anarchy. Question: what is the difference between freedom and anarchy? Answer: freedom is the conscious need to be in the state in which you can properly communicate with other people. And anarchy is when everyone is allowed to do whatever they want by virtue of their capabilities, power, and so on. Freedom is a restrictive anarchy, when I restrict myself, because otherwise I will be restricted. Question: so from the point of view of Kabbalah, the nature of man is evil and his freedom should be restricted? Answer: yes. But we limit this to education, public opinion, and other methods. Therefore, in general, restrictions cannot be forced but educational and encouraging in nature. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 29, 2019. Reveal, try and see. Question: according to Kabbalah, I can take the properties of the Creator as the Absolute, and with regard to Him carry out the analysis of sweet bitter, truth false. The only problem is, why should I believe that the Creator is the property of bestowal? I don't feel it, I don't see it. Answer: and don't. The fact is that this is not some theory that we are trying to impose on someone. We do not lure anyone, we simply invite people to see how Kabbalah explains the structure of the world, the structure of man and his interaction with the world, how it explains the nature of man, the nature of society, how it invites us to come to the most comfortable state. Question: this is all clear. But, for example, in Kabbalah it is said that a person is a desire to receive. And in principle, everyone can check themselves. Even after a few months of studying, you understand that there is not a single action that you do for someone else. Everything is for your own sake, everything is just in order to receive. That's clear. But that the Creator is a property of bestowal and love, where can this be seen? Answer, it is said about this, reveal it, try it and see. Question, so this should be taken as an axiom? Answer, of course. You must develop your properties and feelings enough to begin to feel him. There are things that we do not feel, such as the general force acting around us, as some kind of radiation, which in its natural form I cannot feel. But I am offered to develop such senses, with the help of which I will begin to feel the Creator. Question. In the same way, scientists, long before they invented the microscope and discovered different microbes, took it as an axiom that there must be some small elements. Is it the same with the Creator? Answer, yes. For someone who does not comprehend, this is just an assumption. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, April 22, 2019.